T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
He comes back, they make the two picks, they get a veteran in here. It doesn't feel like you think that team can compete to be among the top teams in the West. I do.
Okay. And I would ask you, do you have any examples and why you feel that way? But the reason, and if that's the way they go, Steiny, Dibs, I'm all in. I'm watching. We'll see it play out. But you just talked about it. You said last night, watching through your TV, you didn't feel like the Warriors were better than the Bucks. But it doesn't stop there. What about a healthy Laker team? I know Kawhi might be out. Everywhere you look, there's multiple studs. And the last time the Warriors had a healthy Klay Thompson, they deemed. They said they still needed to go out, guys, and get the likes of a Kevin Durant. So, with that mindset, and again, I don't want to put words in Scal's mouth, but I think he's invested. He's hearing things. I think the play here is we can't not afford to, but it's asking too much of young guys, including Wiseman, to all contribute to the point to where they can be relied upon and we can go to battle and get to the promised land. And the promised land would just be maybe the Western Conference Finals. And I just feel like hearing Myers and Steph talk about enticing veterans, that's the play. And they can go make that play and it could end up being wrong, but the two directions you guys speak of to me tells me years. It would take years to actually manifest. And maybe you guys believe it can happen next year, but I'm thinking that's too long. That's just me. That's taking too much time.
Well, I mean, the first thing you got to do is see where you are in the Western Conference. Like, here's what I think. Again, you get everything clicks, Dibs. Yeah. You get Klay back. You make those two picks. Let's say they're pretty good, or one of them's good and the other is a tenth. Do I think that's the best team in the Western Conference? I actually don't. But it's within the realm of possibility. If it all clicks, I have to give that kind of respect to Curry, Klay, and Draymond Green. They've kind of earned that. So that's what I would do. You might be the best team in the Western Conference almost by playing it safe and just getting your guys back without having to risk your future.
I think you're going to be close enough if you get your guys back and you hit on one of the two picks. You'll be close enough to where you're right, Steiny. You don't need to get drastic or make a blockbuster. And also, I think you're looking at this project from a 3-year standpoint. You're looking to, within 3 years, make it back to the NBA Finals. It doesn't mean in year 3 or year 2 or year 1 or bust. It just means that's your window. So you're making moves with that in mind because you know that Wiseman is still a project, and no matter who you draft, there's going to be a bit of a learning curve for any rookie, and Klay's getting healthier. Draymond's deal's up in 3 years, and Wiggins about the same. So I think you're looking at it in terms of, okay, not this year or bust, even though the West is more wide open than we thought, but how much closer can we get this year? Can we get back to the playoffs, win a series, maybe two, get close, and then the next year, maybe you become a free agent destination sensation again if you're a team that is showing that you are one player away again.
I mean, I would say to Goo, and it's like, they're not going to win a championship next year, no matter what happens. How about that? So don't put all your eggs in the basket to make it happen next year, because it ain't happening. And you'd say, well, why would you say that? You know what? You know why I would say that?
I was just going to say that.
Because history proves, or history has proven, that Klay Thompson, as much as we love him and as much as we know he's going to bounce back, his second year back is going to be better than his first year back. Right. So I'm assuming Klay Thompson's actually going to be a better player in 2 years than next year.
How about that?
So I'm almost looking at Klay Thompson like a younger guy who's going to become a star the next year. Like, he's already a star, but then next year he becomes a superstar.
The beauty also, of sports.
Wiseman is another year older at that point.
Why we love sports, guys, and why I'm in it, and why I love it, Steiny, is if you would have said that same thing about the Bucks, that they were going to win it all, or even say that Phoenix Dibs was going to get to the finals, you probably would have got some pushback. But I just want to gauge your guys is where you're at right now. If I said the Warriors are going to draft on draft day 7-14, or they're going to make a trade, that $1,000 we've been talking about all week, Dibs, would you bet that they draft, they go the rookie route and make those picks or trade? I'm definite that a trade is coming. I just feel they're not going to make both of those picks.
I think they'll make both picks. Now, whether or not they keep both picks is a whole nother issue, because, you know, famously they drafted Vince Carter. And right. They didn't keep Vince Carter, but they drafted Vince Carter. So, you know, whether or not we want to get into semantics, and I know we work with the man of nuance, but if they make both picks, they may not have either or both by the end of the night, but technically they would have made both picks. So I think what you're really asking me is, are they going to make both picks and keep both picks? I think that's more unlikely than they draft two and keep two.
I'm off the fence. I'll disagree with both of you. I think they're drafting two and keeping two.
How about that?
Man, because I thought we had the breaking news sounder there.
Yeah.
Because I don't think there's gonna be a move out there that really is to be made. Let's go to Rob in San Jose, wants to jump in here. What's up, Rob?
Hey, what's going on,
Hey.
Whoa.
Yeah. We don't have him.
Yeah, sound like his boss got him at work. What are you doing? Get off the phone.
You know from experience on that one, don't you, Gil?
Oh, man, I'd be in cold closets.
So I used to work at this place where they would track your phone calls.
Oh, fuck.
And they would make a note if you were accepting calls not on break time. It was the worst job I've ever had, Dibs. And I pride myself on being a blue collar guy when I have to. I can paint if I need to. I can do landscaping, but there was nothing worse than working at this legal publisher back when I was 24, 25 years old. And they used to monitor my phone calls.
That's terrible. Wow. I mean, that's really,
hello.
That's really awkward. I mean, I understand productivity and all that, but...
So, during review time, I would go in there, and my boss would have these sheets of paper, and they were highlighted with yellow, and she would say, for example, last Wednesday, you know, you were on the phone for 3 minutes at 9:05, and then again for 4 minutes at 9:57, and I'd have to say... I know, I only took a 7-minute break that day at 10:15. I mean.
Steiny. All right. That was great stuff, man. That took
just
me back to my.
Micromanaged.
Yeah. We would call it deviating, Steiny. They would Dibs. Call it deviating.
Dibs, how about this? One day.
How about
one
that?
Day, I come in. I started early at 7:30. Came in at 7:30. I was let in by a coworker at 7:30. I went to my desk, did some work, went to the bathroom at 7:48, came back from the bathroom, used the key card.
Oh, man.
My next sit-down meeting, she said, you were 20 minutes late on Wednesday. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like Francesa. She's like, you were 20 minutes late. Your sheet card didn't register until 7:48. And I'm racking my brain. I'm like, I came in with Linda at 7:25. What are you doing? Oh, man. All right. Hey, thanks for letting me vent, guys. I appreciate it.
No, we're here for you. I love it.
No, that's good. Memories, man. I worked at Safeway, and you had to scan yourself into the electronic time clock in the back, and occasionally, you know, you'd have an employee, a fellow employee, who would give you their card
just
in case, you know, they might be running a little bit late. Hey, do me a favor, Dib, scan me in if you wouldn't mind. I'm going to be a little bit late tomorrow.
You
scan your boy in, and yeah, you know, hope you don't get caught.
Yeah. That's
night
that
night.
I would do that.
Yeah, I love it.
I would do that for a friend. I would absolutely do that for a friend. All right. Now for Cam Inman, I don't know if I would do it or not. I would do it for Cam.
Hey, Cam Inman,
Bay Area News Group. He's coming up on the other side. The San Francisco 49ers, guys, it's time to talk some football. They've signed Fred Warner to an extension. Training camp's coming up next week. We're going to get you ready. It's football season. That's right. You heard me right. Yeah, football season. We'll be back to talk about it.
Now, back to Stymie, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
Hey, download the Odyssey app and discover hundreds of new exclusive music stations available now for sports and music fans by sports and music fans. Check out Troy Hughes Stadium Anthems. Get amped for the big game with the best tracks from rock and more. The new Odyssey exclusive stations on the Odyssey app, brought to you in part by Macy's and Geico. All right, let's go right. Let's go right to our guest, Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. He's also our 49ers insider. Cam, hope you're well. I guess you're geared up for training camp. And the first question I'll ask you is the Fred Warner extension. What does it mean, or what does it tell you that the 49ers made that, extended Warner today, right now?
Well, it's not a total surprise. Obviously, they've been talking all along that they were going to extend him, and this fits right in the ballpark for the price range you figured that you were going to have to pay. The fact that they got it done a week before camp, Matt, is it's nice in that it eliminates one aspect of a possible distraction, whether Fred would show up on time, whether he'd be on the field. Fred's been, you know, for 3 years now, he's done everything that you'd want out of a linebacker. I mean, third-round pick, he's now the highest-paid inside linebacker in the NFL. And, you know, when I was kind of writing the story up today, it's you think about all the linebackers that the Niners have paid since Shanahan and Lynch came aboard, and there's been some big whiffs with Malcolm Smith, Quan Alexander, Reuben Foster. But they found the best one in the third round with Fred Warner. And, I mean, it's he absolutely looks like he's going to pan out. He's an all-pro, and a big-time team leader and captain.
And when you look at the future now of the roster as far as big-ticket items, does it make even more sense that they did this in light of having the future quarterback on a rookie deal?
Yeah, I mean, I think they've – I mean, look at how they've handled their money this offseason. They've done a really good job in that. Yeah, Trent Williams got paid the most money of any offensive tackle. Fred Warner got paid the most out of any linebacker. And they were able to do that with carrying Jimmy Garoppolo's $25 million, right? Where everybody said that's not going to be able to happen. But they've managed their money really well. They got some guys to come in, come back on bargain deals. And the looming big extensions, now that Fred's out of the way, is you have to look to Nick Bosa next year. Mike McGlinchey's going to he can have his now if they want. And then Debo Samuel. But, you know, I'm a little worried about – you know, how much do you spend? Like, because Bosa is going to command elite money if he makes it through a season 16 games. But what if he doesn't? Then you kind of wonder, well, how do you manage that extension? So this was kind of a simpler one to do. And when you're talking about the quarterbacks, it's you have the Garoppolo money that you've pocketed and understand. It's almost you're willing to eat because you want to have him. And then the Trey Lance contract. He'll eventually sign within the next week, and he'll get the slotted money. But, you know, you look at some other teams around the league, it's fine. Financially, they're fine with what they're spending on the quarterbacks and everywhere else. But come next year, the cap should go up, and they should have more money to spend and reward some of these guys that are on one-year flyers.
Cam, good to talk to you, man. When I heard this news, I thought, hey, they got Bosa. They got their linebacker, and we know any good defense, there's three levels to it. But the defensive secondary, do they have that guy or guys on the roster? What's up with the – how confident are you feeling in the defensive secondary for this team?
Well, Jimmy Ward is the guy that they paid last year, and Jimmy is the longest tenured 49er, right? And Jimmy's very confident in what he's going to be able to do in this with the secondary. So, I mean, the cornerback situation is, I think, what everybody's kind of a little freaked out about, because nobody's extremely well distinguished like Richard Sherman was, and Richard Sherman's not coming back, and you have Jason Verrett, Emmanuel Mosley, Kawan Williams. Then you drafted a couple guys in Ambry Thomas, Diamador Lenore. So out of those five guys, you have to have basically three of them be quality, above-average cornerbacks. And I'm not a big believer in the NFL that you need one elite cornerback. I just think a quarterback can pick on the other guy on the other side of the field. I mean, obviously it helps if you have a Richard Sherman back there, you know, Jalen Ramsey, somebody that's really dominant. But that's a concern, but it's up to these guys to play to make their money. I mean, they're all on short-term deals, the veterans are, and that's why they re-signed for a one-year deal, knowing if I play well, I'm going to cash in more next year. And I've got no problem with the 49ers doing that. I think that's how I would want to do it.
Cam Inman joining us, Bay Area News Group. He covers the San Francisco 49ers. You can hear Cam on with us weekly during the football season. Excuse me, Cam. Let me get to the quarterback situation, because I think that's what everybody wants to talk about. So when you go to training camp next week as a media member, and with what you get to see of the practice, what would you be looking for when you're watching Garoppolo and Lance to glean any kind of information about either how they're doing or how Lance might be doing, quite frankly, in his progression to a professional quarterback?
No, I get it. I mean, when we only got to see him on the field, I think, twice during the off-season program, and Jimmy looked really good. Like, Jimmy looked that he was very in control of what was going on with the offensive scheme, was putting the ball on target, and seemed like the way, like, if Trey Lance wasn't there, you'd be like, okay, well, the quarterback's not an issue. And then you look over to Trey Lance, and you just kind of, like, you almost nitpick, Matt, because you're like, where can you find the flaws of a guy? That's just, he's just starting out. He barely played much college football. So I think we're going to overanalyze Trey Lance more than Garoppolo. And we're going to look at every pass that's overthrown. We're going to look at how he rolls out of the pocket. I mean, he's more mobile than Jimmy. But he's not, like, at least from what we saw in the offseason practices, he's not taking off running and scrambling past line of scrimmage. That's something that Kaepernick would do when he was younger, and you'd have a guy like Justin Smith yelling from the sideline. Now, that's not what he's there for. I want to see how comfortable also Trey Lance is in running the offense. I mean, and it doesn't necessarily mean who he's working with. Like, are the guys lined up right? What's his body language? Is he as enthusiastic, and does he not seem like a deer in the headlights? Does he seem in control of this? But I think, you know, everything points to Jimmy Garoppolo being the week one starter, and Trey Lance, this is part of Trey Lance's education, is get as many reps as you can in training camp and then some in the exhibition season, and wait for your turn.
And his turn, when it comes, will ultimately determine the future of the franchise. And how much do we have to wait until the regular season to see how he'll react to real defenses, Cam? Because it seems like the preseason, it's pretty milquetoast for the most part, and you're not going to see too much in the way of exotic blitzes and exotic packages. Do we have to wait until regular season to really judge him fairly?
Yeah, because in the exhibition season, I mean, he's probably only going to play maybe three quarters in the exhibition season, right? Even if Garoppolo, I don't even know if Garoppolo plays that much. There's only three exhibitions, thankfully, but they will practice against the Chargers, a joint practice down in L.A. for 2 days before they play about a month from now. And I think we'll be able to kind of get a good idea there, just how he looks avoiding Joey Bosa coming after him. And then come the regular season, it's anybody's guess, really, when he gets in. I mean, everybody can theorize and guess what they want. There's going to be people saying he's going to be the week one guy. There's people saying he's going to be the guy after the bye week in week six. And then it's the more obvious answer is whenever Jimmy Garoppolo can't avoid the injury jinx that he's had for two of the past 3 years. So I think everybody's high on both of these quarterbacks. It's kind of the nice thing. It's not like, oh, it's an either-or bad situation. I think everybody's excited to have Jimmy Garoppolo healthy. I think everybody's excited to know that if Jimmy gets hurt, there's going to be a really cool young quarterback that's going to be offer more dimensions to the offense. And it's just a matter of how exciting is that for Kyle Shanahan, knowing he can open up his playbook more. And can he do that without making Trey Lance a full-time player on the field? Can he just sprinkle him in, kind of like the way the Saints did with Taysom Hill, even what 49ers did with Kaepernick that first year, like pretty much that first year before he took over for Alex Smith midway through 2012.
Cam, I loved Ayuk's first year. I loved his rookie season and his potential. And I'm with you, Debo. I love him, but the injuries are a real thing because he plays so physical. But there's death, there's taxes, and then the breakout year from Jalen Hurd. Who's the leader in the clubhouse for this third receiver? Is this the year for Jalen?
You know what? It's one of those things where everybody's been waiting on it and waiting on it. That's what happens when you score two touchdowns against the Cowboys in your exhibition debut, and then you have a back fracture, then you tear your ACL, and you know it's like that could sink a lot of guys' careers mentally and physically. And we haven't talked to him in like 2 years, so I don't know where he's at. But seeing him work out on the side like 2 months ago, he seemed happy. He seemed like he was his body was in great shape. And I don't imagine that the 49ers are going to have him do too much at the start of camp and kind of work him in. So the answer, we don't know, because there is a lot of speculation on who could be the number three wide receiver. And the honest-to-God truth is they may not really need a number three wide receiver, because you're going to have Ayuk and Debo and Kittle as your three wide outs, or three receivers going out, running back coming out of the backfield, maybe Juszczyk too. Maybe there's an extra tight end. So that offense is not dependent on Jalen Hurd or any number three wide receiver. But, boy, it sure would be nice if they had that option of a guy that could step in the red zone and be a big target, and something that the defenses haven't seen.
That's a good point, Cam. They run so much 21 personnel that they don't do a lot of three wides, and where maybe the third wide receiver becomes more of a depth piece. How confident are you that Nick Bosa returns to rookie form?
Well, that's the number one question for this season, is how healthy is Nick Bosa going to be? And the quarterback situation, it's going to have all of our attention, but more dependent on the 49ers' 2021 fate is going to be Nick Bosa and how much he can handle on a rebuilt knee. He tore his ACL, the other ACL in high school, and had a great career at Ohio State and won rookie of the year with the Niners. And Nick works out religiously. He looks to be in great shape. We haven't seen him on the field, so he's another guy that's probably going to be slow-played throughout training camp, and we won't really know what his health level is until September 12th when they're in Detroit. But, you know, he didn't practice much his rookie year. Remember, he had that core muscle surgery beforehand, then he tore, or didn't tear a hamstring, he had a hamstring strain early in spring workouts, and he tweaked an ankle right before the season started, and then guess what? He didn't miss a game his rookie year. So I don't really have durability concerns, but it is an ACL, and you can't assume everybody's going to be able to play every single game. You know, Garoppolo did it in 2009 and 2019 coming off the ACL, but man, they really need Nick Bosa's presence on that defensive line to rattle opposing quarterbacks, and just the all-around hustle and play that he provides.
You know what, Cam? I'd forgotten about that Bosa basically didn't practice before his first game as a rookie. And I remember we'd have shows where, oh, do you play him? Do you not play him? Are the injuries starting already because he was injury prone? I'd forgotten about it. And then he played every game.
Well, and that's why I think this is a big year too again then, Matt, because you're wondering what was that 2019 rookie year an outlier? Is he a guy that is injury prone, and 2019 was just the year where he wasn't? I hope to God he plays, because he is so fun to watch. I remember that first year, anytime he just didn't even have to be a sack, just he'd bust up a play, and the play, you could say that play got Bosa'd. and just his influence on everything.
Yeah, he was. He's fun to watch. Hey, Cam, this is going to be a great season, man. Looking forward to talking to you.
Okay, Matt, as long as you promise it's a great season, then I'm excited. I'm looking forward to it, too. It's been a good offseason.
Oh, it's going
to
be great. It's going to be great. I don't know if they're going to win, but it's going to be great.
Okay.
There you go.
Yeah.
Cam Inman, Bay Area News Group. You know, the one thing that has always stuck in my head when we were talking about Trey Lance, and I was going to ask Cam this, but he kind of answered it when he was talking about the quarterbacks. I remember Lowe doing a show with Lowe Neal and him basically saying it was either if they draft Trey Lance or after they drafted Trey Lance, oh, he's gonna play as a rookie. Shanahan will devise, you know, whether it's 1 to 3 plays for him a game or 3 to 5, but he thinks that Lance will be under center for at least a couple to a few plays a game, which I kind of thought was interesting.
I promise you. Dampers.
Yeah, maybe not right away, but I think that Lowe's right when you think about the Taysom Hill role where you give him, you know, 6 to 8 to 10 snaps depending on the package, depending on what you're doing. And you think about Debo coming in that jet sweep motion and you've got Trey Lance in the pistol position. Debo goes by, Lance gets the snap, and Debo stops, reverses field. Now you fake it to him, or he runs behind you. You run the option. Having Trey Lance and Debo together in that sort of, you know, quarterback, wide receiver slash tailback package, and you've got Raheem Mostert, when he's healthy, as the fastest running back in the league. You think about just how explosive you could be getting to the perimeter with Debo, with Mostert, and with Lance.
Dibbers, tell him!
And you got the maestro, Steiny, at the helm, Dibs, to make all that happen. I cannot wait. This is one Niner season. I have no earthly idea how many wins. You know, usually you're like, oh, they're going to come in here or there. But Bosa, we don't know how he's coming back, how Jimmy is going to play Steiny. We hear him talking with Lance over his shoulder, and how this defense is going to be without Robert Saleh. You know, they don't have a Sherman, but they do have Verrett and Jimmy Ward, who's been talking a lot of smack. He's talking about Stafford the other day. I was like, okay, Jimmy, saying Stafford ain't did nothing, didn't go to the playoffs with the Lions. I was like, shh, come on, Jimmy, just save it for the season, dog.
What do you, I mean, there's 17 games now.
Oh, God, I hate it.
What would your, I mean, if you'd say to me right now, what would you take, or what would you think? I would say, give me 11-6. Give me 11-6 because I was going to say 10-7, but that's not quite good enough. I'm thinking 11-6. I think that gets them to the postseason, and depending on what happens in the postseason, then you know what you have from there. I'm saying 11-6 would be a nice goal.
It would be, and I think Vegas has the over under at 10 or 10.5, one of the two. So you're right in the ballpark. I think you go 10-7. And you feel okay. You're probably a little disappointed because the schedule is very favorable on what you're facing this year. So, you know, 11-6 feels like it would be a playoff berth. And if 10-7 wasn't, I think that ultimately is the barrier for me is playoffs, no matter what the record is. And you figure in the NFC West, 11-6 should be safe. But 11-6, you might still be on the outside looking in because your division is tough.
Yeah, I was going to come in at 10 wins, but damn, 10-7, that's 3 over. Normally, you know, that's good enough to get you in, but we'll see how it goes. I'm rooting for Jimmy. I really, truly am because I'm rooting for the Niners. But let's put the rat on the table. Is somehow, because we did this with Wiseman, his rookie season, is somehow Jimmy went down, Steiny and Dibs, and Lance comes in. Do you think the scrutiny – the people are, I can't believe I'm asking this. I think I know the answer. Do you think people will take a deep breath and be like, he's Trey Lance. He's a rookie. He's been thrown in the fire. Whatever were to transpire. Or do you think, what's going on? He's supposed to be Dan Marino. What world are we living in if he were to have to take over, you know, if Jimmy got hurt and it was on him?
I mean, we know the answer. Knuckleheads would say,
jackals,
we thought he'd be better right now. And people who are more measured would say, well, he's a rookie, so let's give him time. So we can save ourselves that argument right now because we know it's going to happen. you know?
Right. It's, and, you know, there's going to be people of the camp of, oh, you moved up to get him. He's got to be better than this. And then the other camp of, he's just a baby. You got to give him time. He only had 1 year in college. So it'll be Wiseman-esque in many ways when, you know, if the performance is like James Wiseman, let's say he plays, you know, 8 of the 17, which is about what Wiseman played, and he flashes in 2 like Wiseman did, and 4 games, Trey Lance is, he's just okay, and 2 games, he is ferocious, as we borrow from Lo'Neal yet again. Yeah. Well, then we go into the offseason with the same round of questions where, you know, is he a bust? Should they have taken Zach Wilson? You know, should they have gone with who? Mac Jones? You know, all of that's going to get repurposed and recycled.
Yeah, it's going to be fun. It's going to be fun. I'm wondering if, do you think there's a prop bet on how many games Trey Lance will start as a rookie?
That's out there.
I wonder what it is.
Out there.
Yeah. Thinking it'd be 4, because Snotty? Where would you say that? 4?
I was saying, you know what? That's funny, I was thinking 3.5. 3.5, because you're betting on Garoppolo's health, and then you're betting on this kid maybe being a phenom if you bet the...
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with autopay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without autopay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Over. The thing that surprised me a little bit, Goo, is you said the Niners, you know, you take 10-7. Is that good enough? Is that good enough for a team that was in the Super Bowl 2 years ago that basically blaming all of last year on injuries, but this year it looks like they're healthy again? I think 49er fans have higher expectations than that. I'm not saying you're wrong if that's what you say you think the team's going to be, but I bet you 49er fans have higher expectations than 10-7.
Well, don't forget, Buckner was on that team. He, you know, we talked about his departure. Richard Sherman, Dibs, Saleh. I know we haven't talked about him much, but I just feel like they're going to miss him. So I understand the excitement, but on the defensive side of the ball, that's where I have my most questions, and it starts with the Bosa the Barbarian.
Yeah, I think that
I used that on TV with Marco Bonas. I liked it. I thought I resigned.
Bosa the Barbarian. Okay.
Yeah. I mean, you don't mind flipping. You don't mind saying what's really on your mind at that moment.
Okay. Wow. Yeah, you and Mark, super close, super snug. So I appreciate you giving us your recycled material. I see you save your best, quote-unquote, best for Ibanez and the good people at KTVU. Huh. All right.
Help me, Steiny. Yeah.
It was a long time ago, Dibs. It was a long, long time ago.
It's getting older.
I'm different.
It was pre-pandemic. It's pre-pandemic. Guru's changed a lot since then.
Want to get away?
And, man. And we love the goo. We flat out love the goo. Bosa the Barbarian.
The only odds I could see were for will Trey Lance start week one, and Jimmy Garoppolo is -500. Trey Lance is +360. So overwhelming favorite that it would be Jimmy Garoppolo starting week one for the Niners.
Yeah, I wouldn't take either of those bets.
That's -500? I mean, that's almost a lock if he doesn't get hurt.
500 to win 100?
Yeah. I mean, for him not to be the starter, Steiny? Come on.
No. Hey,
I put everything I had on that. Yeah.
The problem is the injury part is uncontrollable, and it's, I guess, everything about betting is uncontrollable, or at least not controlled by you. But that's not, that's too much money to lose for something that's not that crazy. Hell, what happened to the Chargers, dude, like the game before the season? Was it Tyrod Taylor?
Took a shot, yeah.
Yeah, and he couldn't play. All of a sudden, you'd be like, you'd lose that bet if that were Garoppolo. And you'd be like, wait, what happened? Give me the doctor. He owes me $100.
How'd that work out for the Chargers? The rookie was awesome, yeah.
Well, that is true. That is true. Their rookie was awesome. All right, here's what's going on. Coming up at 12:48. That's in 8 minutes, but it's after the break. Well, less than that is what I'm saying. But the Giants, they didn't just lose last night, guys. They lost in heartbreaking fashion. But there's also another problem looming as it pertains to tonight's game and Thursday's game. And that's where Guru's calls for momentum. He might be onto something because the Giants are going to have to figure something out tonight. I'll tell you what they got to figure out.
Now, back to Steiny, Guru, and Dibs on 95.7 The Game.
All right, let's get into some Giants talk. Last night's game. It's a bit of a heartbreaker. No doubt about it.
Too
guys.
Soon.
But see, it's, you know, Guru says this a lot. It's the beauty of baseball. It's a game in 4 hours, 5 hours. They win tonight, you won't even remember last night's game. There's no such thing as momentum in baseball. Momentum doesn't happen over one game. Come on, Goo.
Bob Spadoni told us.
What do you think?
Momentum is the next day starting pitcher.
Guys never lost a game in the ninth before? Buster Posey lost a game in the ninth? Come on, Goo. Don't you know what they're afraid? They're resilient. Resilient. That's their moniker this year. That's their slogan.
What if this sends them into a tailspin and they lose five out of their next six? Dibs, we would look back and say this was the residual of up five run gate. That was terrible. Up five? I just knew. Did you think they had a chance to come back last night? I thought it was over. Come on, 5-6 one.
Chipping away. The Dodgers are chipping away, and they've got such a good lineup. And I think John Miller might have been the one to say it on the broadcast. They still – what's wrong, Steiny? You got flies in there? I see you swatting at the air. They still had bats on the bench, Mookie bats on the bench. Hall of Fame, Ford C. Fricka Ford Award winner, John Miller. Hall of Famer, John Miller, astutely pointing out that they had Will Smith and Mookie Betts on the bench, where if you start to compare the Giants and Dodgers and you've got that kind of pop, you got that right, pop, on the bench – that's a significant difference maker. So, no, Goo, I didn't think that the thing was over. But you figured, all right, Tyler Rogers rested, coming in with a bit of a cushion, a one-run lead. You felt good about it. And, man, then we all saw his warm-up. And I knew right from his warm-up that they were in some trouble.
Steiny,
God, you know what?
He should give you some irony.
Well, okay, give me irony.
They hit Muncy, the giant killer, to the point to where he gets a shoulder contusion. He goes out the game, and his spot is where Will Smith hit the three-run homer in the ninth inning. So you're thinking before that, like, oh, we got Muncy out the game. And you didn't want to do it that way. And lo and behold, the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air comes up in his spot. That would have been Muncy had he not exited the game. And, you know, that's all she wrote.
Yeah, I mean, I guess you're right. No, you're right. You're right.
Thank you.
And
no, you're right.
Let's say the Giants lose 5 of 6. I'm not going to blame it on this one game. I'd blame it on, well, the Crawford injury is catching up with us. That's one reason. They're not hitting with runners in scoring position. And here's the other thing. It just so happens that, and I think this is an issue. If you look at who you're facing the next two nights, Urias and Bueller. So one guy's 12-3, the other guy's 10-1. So you're basically facing their two best pitchers who are pitching right now, at least for the Dodgers. So that you know, Gonsolin started the opener, Nunez yesterday, but then they went to Gray, who's making his debut tonight. Now they're getting a couple of the big boys, so this might be a little tougher than the first two games, is what I'm saying.
Yes, especially if you don't have a short memory and you hold on to what happened last night, because that one hurts. It stings, especially in a rivalry game, but this team has been so resilient that you don't feel like you're going to have any carryover effect. And you mentioned the fact that you're facing Urias, who's been tough on the Giants. He's been tough on everyone, so you don't necessarily get a break, and you wake up this morning and feel like you let one get away. But the good thing about having the oldest team in Major League Baseball is you've got a number of veterans, and they know the deal. They know that the only reason that this could have carryover effect is if you let it have carryover effect. And when you're a veteran, you know that it's just 1 of 162. And you know, Goo, if you lose 5 of 6, well, that would mean that you lose a couple more to the Dodgers, and then you drop 2 of 3 to Pittsburgh.
No doubt.
And at that point, you've got bigger issues, because the Pirates shouldn't beat you more than one time in the 3-game series at best.
And Steiny and Dibbs, right, that's a great point. Steiny, I don't know if you know this, but Corey Seager, the World Series MVP, is due back tonight. So that's just another, you know, shot in the arm for the Dodgers if they do get his bat back. But what about the – and I know we're not in L.A. doing L.A. radio, but if I'm the Dodgers now, I go into this game like, dude, we can come back on this team anytime we want. I mean, Steiny, I know they won months ago with the top catch, but it was Rodgers giving up the home run to – almost home run to Pujols. So – they are the champs, and that's just one of those games to where, damn, they would be playing with house money if they could have closed it. And now there is no house money these next two games. It's pressure.
No, I know. Hey, by the way, I should have mentioned this before. Hunter Pence. Hunter Pence is going to be live in studio from 9 to 10 on Friday. Hunter Pence. Coming in and going to join the morning roast from 9 to 10, a full hour. I must exclaim, he's pretty good. Yeah. I like him much better on the call than on the pre and post game shows, though.
Yeah?
Pre and post game shows.
Yeah, he had a soda last night. Yeah.
I think he's really good. Ready. I think he's really good. But he's really good, essentially, no matter what he does. I just prefer him on the game as opposed to the pre and post. But he can do it all.
Five odds tools. That Shasky's in a shirt and tie for that Friday. I'm going definite shirt and tie.
No, I'm going to put Giants regalia, Giants paraphernalia at -200. Shasky! I'm going to put suit and tie is going to be +160. And I'm going to go ahead and put pajamas at +800 in case anybody wants a long shot.
Dibs, I think what would be the odds for Shasky actually wearing a Pence jersey? That's what I'm thinking. He could just come out guns blazing. He might come in with cleats.
If he goes high socks and he rides in on a scooter, now we're on to something. You know, if he bursts through the door at 9 o'clock out of that last break and he's got the high socks and the scooter and the wild eyes, I think we're on to something. Yeah,
Shasky's the best.
Totally.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, and here's where Hunter Pence can throw you a curveball. He's not a traditional dresser. So what will you expect from Hunter Pence coming into the studio? Now, I don't anticipate Pence is going to throw on a tie. Now, that's just me. But now a guy like Hunter Pence, he's got a way of not having to wear a tie, but still looking very, very good and very, very well dressed.
Like he did last night. I don't
quite have that ability. But I got Hunter Pence coming in kind of cargo shorts.
I got a sweater, Dibs, sweater, maybe a little, you know, sweater over the collar shirt. Ricky Schroeder out of Silver Spoons type of thing, you know.
Yeah, baseball player, morning show, no chance he's in a sweater. He's going to be in his casuals. And today, liquidate all assets, 215 at the Facebook page, 957 The Game. We will have odds on all of this, including Hunter Pence combed or uncombed hair. We'll have those odds. Of course, the traditional locks and golf picks and Gold Cup and Olympic basketball, Steiny. We got Olympic basketball starting on Saturday. We got spreads out for that. Liquidate all assets, 215 at the Facebook page at 957 The Game.
Catch the wave on that too, like over 40,000 views on the last video. Like get on
50,
the train,
Kyle.
Guys.
Yeah, 50, Clint. Kyle.
Close 50 hold, is hold. Over 40.
Yeah. No. Hold.
Anyway, I have athleisure. For Hunter Pence, joggers,
he's great.
Unzipped hoodie.
Nice.
Yeah.
I like that phrase. I've never heard it before, believe me.
Athleisure.
Athleisure. Yeah. Obviously, I know what it, you know.
That's
the
like wagertainment. That's the best. That's awesome, guys. That's great stuff.
You
man.
Know, Oh, man, I forgot what I was going to say. But I didn't know we could. I didn't know. You know what? I'm glad you brought it up, Kyle, because I was going to bring it up. But then I thought, I don't know, was part of an email. No, 43,000 views for your liquidate all assets? Yeah. 43,000?
And counting.
So what does that mean, Kyle? Yeah, somebody might just scroll through it on their tweet deck? Or they're actually locking for 28 minutes or 35 minutes?
Yeah, it's people going and watching the video. You can't just scroll past it and it's like, oh, it's a view. No, people are dialing in. They're getting picks. They're winning money.
Steiny. I had a camouflage tank top
great,
on,
guys.
And I think that might have something to do with
it. We could talk about what you wore, but I want to. God, great job, guys! Congratulations! I know you're waiting for the other shoe to drop. 43,000.
I am right. Wow. We'll say 48, 49 now, Steiny. Yeah.
Okay.
A lot of pressure this one, Dibs. Yeah, a lot of pressure.
Yeah, so, you know, gave out the winner of the Open Championship, Colin Morikawa. So if you got it early, you got it at 25 or 30-1. So, you know, we got the 3M in the Twin Cities starting tomorrow, and I do have picks for that as well. So if you're interested in, you know, making a little Skrilla Manila, tune in today, 215, liquidate all assets.
Did you guys have any tokens or ducats on the ducats rather on the U.S. women's soccer team?
No, but I probably would have. And up today in the notebook 145, I will give you my official women's Olympic soccer recap and reset on the embarrassment, the Tokyo embarrassment that took place yesterday, Steiny.
Well, I can tell you about the embarrassment that took place in my kitchen. And it revolved around the Women's World Cup. Sometimes you have a ninth or 10th grader and they just, boy, they're harsh, Dibs. They just look for a reason. So my ninth
grader.
The
hell with the kids?
Down. Well, it's actually, she's going to 10th grade and she comes down. She's like, Dad, are you working today? Are you doing anything after work today? Can you pick me up at 3? I was like, no, I'm doing something. So she knew I was doing. Anyway. So she had a team bonding event, her soccer team, from 1 to 3. And so she said, yeah. I said, so what are you guys going to do? She says, well, we're gonna watch. What do you watch? We're going to watch the U.S.-Sweden women's game. And, of course, I said, well, they lost.
Oh.
And she just, it was a storm out.
Oh, man.
It was just a classic storm out. She looked at me, her face dropped.
Yeah, Steiny spill. Steiny spill.
Oh, Steiny, you ruined it.
Dude, spoiler alert, bro. Yeah. You realize there's that no Tokyo way. Is not on the same time zone as we are, right?
Wow. There's no way. 19 of her soccer teammates, all of them didn't know.
So now
there's no way she wouldn't have found out.
Yeah, she's got to keep it.
She has to keep
it.
Yeah.
Dibs.
All you had to do was hit her with the yeah, they had no answer for Stina Blackstinius. You knew that. She had two of the three.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, she stormed out in the middle of making herself breakfast.
I get it.
That's 2 days at least. Leave her alone for about a good 48 hours.
My 18-year-old is watching The Wire and Breaking Bad right now. He's doing a double catch-up.
Both!
So, yeah, when we touch base, Key, you know, tell me what's going on with Walter White. I don't, you know, blurt out the way it all goes south for double W's, but I just try to ask him, Steiny. You know, in general, you may have gone with, hey, how do you like their chances against Sweden? I hear that Stina Blackstinius is playing great. She's in great form. That might have been a better approach.
Yeah.
Come on.
I'm trying to decide whether Stina Stilinovic was real, but I think it must have been a real name because it's a tough one to just come up with off the top of your head.
Yeah, the best Stina since ex-Tina, Christina Aguilera, went by Stina.
Oh, that's interesting.
Great. That's a reach.
But. Here's where Guru usually says something like, well, we used to work with a Christina.
Yeah.
Right, Guru?
Yeah.
Remember?
Yeah, Christina. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey station. It's all sponsored by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises. Giants are all right, Goo. They're all right.
All right. I got you.
I like where they're at.
Well, they're one game up, and you got the two best pitchers tonight. Now Crawford, you're 1-1 without Crawford. You drop that tonight, then that's going to just get water on it every day like a bad plant, Dibs. And hopefully, if you don't go on that losing streak, you know, oh, they're 2-6 since the Crawford injury. I mean, this is a journey, man. It's a trek, and you can't lose that game in the fashion you did. You just, I know, Steiny.
Now, when you say that,
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.